Hello and welcome everyone. Call to order the Cabazon Water District meeting on November 16th at 6 p.m. 2021. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our fallen. Roll call.
Director Martin Sanderson.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Warbo.
Here.
And Director Robert Link.
Here.
Alvin Louie, General Manager.
Here.
And do we have Steve Anderson of Best Best and Krieger Law Firm? And Chuck Krieger of Krieger and Stewart Engineering.
Okay, consent calendar, approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of October 19th, 2021. Can I have a motion? End of the regular board meeting minutes.
Motion to approve
the
minutes. I second
it. Motion to approve the following calendar items. A, Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of October 19th, 2021, and B, regular board meeting minutes of October 19th, 2021, made by Director Morris and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
None. Warrants? None. Awards of contract? None. Have to update. Nothing to report from the San Gorneo Pass Regional Water Alliance. Next up is the manager's report by Calvin Lilly.
I would like to suggest to the board to allow me to present the manager's report as speaker, Mr. Charles Riff, and we have an audit report.
Agenda, or should we do public comments first?
Let's do public comments first.
Okay. So let's move to public comment. Anybody wanting to make a comment, we cannot take any action right now. All we have is the ability to give you 3 minutes to speak. So is there any public comment?
Mr. Rep.
You might be muted.
Charles Rupp, you need to unmute your phone.
Yeah.
Mr. Rupp, can you come off mute?
He might have stepped away.
Yeah.
Maybe thinking it was going
to go well. So we'll come back to that. Okay. Next up in new business is audit financial statements for 2020-21, presented by Sedick and Brown. Andy.
Director Wargo. Hi again, my name is Andy Beck with the firm of Bedak and Brown, and I like to start with the independent auditor's report, which is located on page 4 of the financial statements. On the bottom paragraph, we can give an opinion. In the case of the district, we give a clean opinion by saying that the financial statements are fairly stated.
I apologize, the projector is not working.
As far as financial highlights, I'm not sure if you guys have my presentation, but here we have a summary of the statements of net position The statement shows that total assets were $9 million, which is an increase of $335,000. Total liabilities were at $884,000, which is a decrease of approximately $42,000. And at the bottom, we have total net position, which is the net worth of the organization at $8.1 million, which is an increase of approximately $377,000. Now, your net position consisted of net investment in capital assets of approximately $6.9 million. Now, this amount is not available for spending because it's used to provide water to the business customers. Restricted net position of $61,000, which is, a reserve that's mandated by your debt company, or which is a debt covenant to keep as cash to pay your debt. And your unrestricted net position of $1.2 million, which is available for future spending. On the next page, we have a summary of the statements of revenue, expenses, and changes in net position. Here we see that total revenues were at approximately $1.8 million, which is an increase of $110,000, and total expenses were at $1.5 million, which is a decrease of approximately $180,000. And again, your net position increased by approximately $377,000. We also provide a management report consisting of our communication with those charged with governance. In the case of the district, that would be the board of directors, and our communication of control deficiency. In our communication with those charged with governance, we are required to communicate any significant estimates or sensitive note disclosures. In the case of the district, cash and investment and capital assets were both significant estimates and sensitive note disclosures. There were no difficulties encountered in performing the audit, no disagreements with management, and no management consultation with other independent accountants. In our communication of control deficiency, we noted no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies. To summarize, the district received an unmodified clean opinion, which is the highest opinion you could get. Net position increased by approximately $377,000. Total revenues increased by approximately $110,000. And total expenses decreased by approximately $180,000. I would like to conclude by thanking the general manager, Mr. Calvin Louie, and the staff at the district for their assistance during our test work. Questions?
I don't know.
I don't have
them. Rob, do you have any questions? Director Link?
No. Sorry, I had it on mute because I've been coughing. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Andy.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on is the GWR. Mr. Rich, are you back on?
Yes, I am back on. I'm sorry I had communication difficulty here, but my comment is clearly I, at your invitation, was at the offices of Stewart and Krieger perhaps a month ago. And something like that, and we went over quite extensively all the technical details concerning the wells on our Cabazon property. And my understanding was that he had approved that both the quantity and quality of the water there. I don't know if a report was delivered to you and or comments directly. But I think it's about appropriate and about time that that we get some understanding, and clarity on that issue, so we can proceed and with what we're going to do, if we're going to do something, and can straighten this out. Is there anything from your end that you can advise me of?
Right now, we can't discuss this because it's only in the public comment section. So we can't discuss or take any action on any items during public comment.
Well, I wouldn't expect any action, but I thought we were in public comment section. My comment is that at your invitation, I was at your engineer's offices. We reviewed the things, and I was hoping that at some point we would get some response. And we're awaiting a response, if there is to be a response.
I could just advise maybe call into the office, so we can't have a conversation about it right now. Yeah.
If I may, Madam President, this is Chuck Krieger.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rips did come to our office, and we had district staff, Krieger and Stewart staff, Mr. Rips, and an associate of his, and we did discuss the details of the well. And we had advised that we would be getting back in touch with him. We have not had a chance to, I shouldn't say we've had a chance. We've had a chance. We have not had, not been able to prepare any formal report. And I think that Mr. Riff's inquiry about a timely kind of advisory and consideration of action is appropriate. So we'll just have to be getting back to him after our office reviews our findings and concerns and recommendations with the staff before moving forward with the board.
Okay.
Good. Very happy to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there anybody else on the line there or any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, thank you, Mr. Rip, for your time.
Yes, the only other question, it would be helpful if we could put some time limits on this or some indications of what the time frame is so that we can all move forward.
I'm getting uncomfortable now with responding to public comments. I'm not sure where the limit is on what we can discuss, what we can't discuss. Taking a chance at this, I would say that response to Mr. Rips by the January board meeting would be accomplishable.
Good. That's fair enough. That's all we need.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And another public comments. We're going to move on and get back to the new business. DWR, IRWM implementation grant. Subgrant agreement by GM
Calvin Lewis. This is regards to a grant we recently was awarded or received for a 1.3 million upgrade on the gate valves in town. There are some stipulations that the district is not financially able to meet. So Mr. Krieger and his staff, and we have Art Beale, who is the director of Public Works, right, for the city of Banning. He's here, and the only thing my input, and then I'll hand it over to Mr. Krieger, is, again, we're the district's accountant, and management happens to agree with them, that this should be, it would not be a prudent choice to take or obtain a bridge loan. The reason is, should something impair this water district to move forward with this specific project, the gate valve replacement, then the water district will be required to repay the state and the lender. Now, management is not discouraging the board from considering other options, and this is the
only to inform the board that such as the 50-year commitment we made on maintaining the county's center medium on Main Street. That's because we're repaying the county Riverside for fronting the match funds that we obtained, the district obtained, for the three 1 million gallon tanks and two production wells. And that's the reason why we've been fixing that for maintaining the center medium for 50 years. So these are some of the things for you to consider. Mr. Vila has spoke with San Gregorio Pass Water Agency and all of them to get on that. And at this point, I'll hand it over to Mr. Charles Krieger. And Mr. Gill, would you like to come up to the table? And,
so, Calvin, I lost a little bit of the tail end there when you were talking about the county of Riverside. I'm not sure I'm familiar with what reference you were.
The district forged an agreement with the county of Riverside in exchange for matching funds for, you know, the 2 1-million-gallon reservoirs and the 0.5-million-gallon reservoir and the 2 production wells when the tribe refused to grant an easement to the district's surface water. And that was just an example that was presented to the board about being in debt and not being able to meet our financial requirements as far as the funding and having cash on hand. So basically, the county fronted the matching funds and in agreement to, maintaining that center divider or that center medium with all those serialized olive trees on Main Street.
Okay. So your comment was a general observation about the exposure that the district can face, I guess, depending on the terms of an agreement they might enter into. Folks, if it's okay with you, I would like to ask Mr. Vella to summarize, because the city of Banning is, in fact, the one that has the agreement with the state of California. Mr. Vella is familiar with the terms of that agreement, and he is familiar with the concerns that General Manager Louis has expressed to him, and I believe Mr. Vella has had conversations with the PASS agency regarding some assistance in financing with regard to time. So, Mr. Vella, if you think it's appropriate, I'd like to hand it over to you so you can summarize what your findings and feelings are.
Yeah, I can do that. I appreciate that, Mr. Krieger, and good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. I'm Mark Vella. As Calvin mentioned, I'm the Public Works Director and City Engineer for the City of Banning. So over the Public Works umbrella, we not only do water, wastewater, but a bunch of other traditional public works, things like streets and parks, maintenance, buildings, fleet, all that good stuff. And so we did have a call a couple of weeks ago with DWR, and I wanted to hear it firsthand from them on a couple of items that my understanding were concerns of Cabazon. And the first item was the option of an advance payment for this project. So the program that we're getting funding for does allow for an advance payment. So essentially they would write a check for the whole grant amount for this specific project, and that would go in your bank, and you would use that to pay for the project. The problem with that was two primary things that weren't checked off. One was that in order to get an advance payment, the project has to be under $1 million. And so this specific project for Cabazon exceeded that, and so that was one item that would prevent us from getting an advance payment. The other is that we had, I believe, 90 days to request that from DWR, and that wasn't done also. So even though we could have potentially de-scoped the project to get it under the $1 million, their legal counsel very adamant that the 90 days deadline wasn't met, so we wouldn't be able to meet or at least check that box off. The second item of concern, from my understanding, was the retention requirements that the state has under this program, which the way that's going to work out is that every invoice that you pay your contractor, or I'll take that back, every reimbursement that we submit to the state for what you paid your contractor, they're going to retain, I believe it's 10%. And so they wouldn't give that to you until the very end of the project, once all of the grant reporting and obligations that we have for the grant are completed. And so then that 10% would then be paid at the end of the project. The third item was frequency of invoicing. That was an issue because the grant's very specific that the frequency of invoicing cannot be more than once per quarter. DWR said that there is flexibility in that, and they have committed to allowing us to submit a monthly reimbursement, so we would get reimbursed more often. Now, there's still some lag time between submitting the reimbursement and actually getting paid, especially with the very initial submittal, because I've gone through this with DWR quite a bit, and they sit there and redline every little error in the invoicing and the reimbursement, and so there's always a little bit of back and forth. But normally, after we get over the hump on the first reimbursement request, the second ones go a lot quicker. So that's one benefit that they'll allow us to submit monthly reporting. The City of Banning is taking the lead in submitting those reimbursements, so it is additional work for us, but we're willing to do that to make this a successful project for Cabazon. And so I think there's still some concerns based on the direction that DWR has given us. And so I reached out to Calvin and let him know that I'd be willing to talk to the San Gabriel Pass Water Agency to see if they would be willing to provide Cabazon with a bridge loan. To me, it made sense. You know, Cabazon has been a customer of the Pass Water Agency ever since, you know, they started charging their ad valorem fee. And in my discussions with Lance, he understood that, and he is more than supportive on that concept. Ultimately, of course, it's up to his board to approve that. But he, as well as I, feel that at least the board that is there now would be in favor of this. And you know, not only from the perspective of Cabazon being a long-time customer of theirs without really not receiving much benefit from their services, but also from a regional collaboration effort. I mean, this is a nice project. It's free money. You know, it would be a waste to give that money back. And so, again, I mean, he saw it the way I saw it, and he is more than willing to sit down with Cabazon, you know, talk about the specifics and eventually present that to his board with a recommendation for approval. And so I throw that out there as an option. I think it's a good option. That loan, the only thing I'll add is that it, even though it would put Cabazon in debt, it would be a temporary debt, right? Because you're going to get the money that's needed from the state. You're going to get that money to pay the Pass Water Agency back. So it's not going to be long-term debt or you know, something that you need to use your operation funds to pay down. You're going to get the money eventually from the state to pay that back. And you know, I guess you know, there's always the option to this board of not moving forward with the project. But what I would strongly suggest is that be one of the last options we can consider. The reason for that is if you didn't move forward with the project, you would end up giving that money back, and DWR doesn't keep that money. It goes back to the state finance department. And so, one, it doesn't look good for them. It won't look good for our region because then, you know, and I'll give you a little bit of background. This was, if I remember right, this was a competitive process. But there's been other dealings. Actually, we're going through this now where there's a pot of money that the Colorado River region is getting. And so we're meeting with all of the other IRWM groups, the Coachella Valley, Imperial, there's a couple others, and we've agreed to divvy up that money. And so if we were to give this money back, that looks bad on our region, and you know, it would be something that they consider, you know, in the discussion of, you know, how do we split up some of these future monies, and you know, if we have on our record that, you know, we received free money and gave it back, then it just makes it a very difficult argument in the future to say, hey, give us more free money. And so I would just kind of highlight that for you to consider. But of course, it's up to you guys. It's an option that, you know, is probably on the table for you, but again, one that I would strongly suggest be one of the last options that you consider. And again, I say that being sensitive to the district's finances. I know you're a small district, and I'm sensitive to it because we deal with the same issues. We're a severely disadvantaged community in Banning. Finally, our customer base is growing. We deal with some of the same issues you guys deal with, maybe at a different different magnitude, but we deal with some of the same issues, so I'm sensitive to your guys' fiscal constraints. And with that, I mean, I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any. Hopefully that helps.
So the project's been approved?
The project has been approved. The funding source has been approved. It's sitting there, right? It's sitting there for Cabazon to use. The next step for us, if Cabazon elected to move forward with the project, would be to get the subgrantee agreement between Banning and Cabazon executed. And that would allow us basically, the way it's going to work is the state's going to give us the money as a lead grantee, and then we're going to pay Cabazon. And then, of course, you guys would pay Passwater Agency if that's if you ended up going that route with that loan.
I guess my only concern is if we take a bridge loan and then something happens with the grant, what are the chances of that happening?
I would say there's no chance of that money. It's been allocated by the state, and they've gone through the formal award process. We have a grant agreement with the state for the city's projects that we're moving forward with. And I would
it's
say
guaranteed.
It's a guarantee. Yeah, it's guaranteed.
This, if I may also, Art, I don't know what your experience is, but mine is that the state wants the programs to work and wants to assist in these things succeeding. So you're not going to have the evil loan shark out after you. They're going to be doing what they can to help the thing move forward and succeed in their mission.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the Integrated Regional Water Management Program is an important program to the state. If you recall, it's been two years maybe now, we got a grant for $1 million to develop an IRWM plan. Cabazon, Banning Heights, High Valley, we fell within the 1% of the California population that didn't fall under an IRWM plan. And the reason we wanted to move forward with that is because having a plan opens up funding sources just like this. And so if we didn't have a plan, we wouldn't be able to get these funding sources. And so getting this free money is a result of us developing that plan. And Calvin played a pretty important role in developing that plan with the group, as did all the other water agencies. And so we received the $1 million grant. And so we've kind of just by default, I guess, been the lead for the program and submitting the applications to the DWR. But yeah, Mr. Krieger's absolutely right. I mean, they want to see these plans be successful. They want to see these projects be successful. And DWR, they want to see us spend this money. I mean, they got the money for the state, you know, and they want to see us spend it.
Well, I know Cabazon definitely needs improvements. So.
And this is improvements for the water base on the east side, right? For the shutoff valves for the east side?
It's the whole county.
No, it's for the east side.
Only the east side?
No, I believe it's for the whole system, folks. It's various valves.
Yeah,
and I would ask yourself, you know, with the one, this is an excellent project. We've done similar projects in the past, and you got to ask yourself, you know, what's the cost of not moving forward with this project?
Wouldn't be able to afford it.
Exactly. You wouldn't be able to afford it, and also, you know, when Calvin goes out there to shut off valves to fix a leak, he's draining huge sections of main line, so you're just wasting the water that you paid money to produce, right? Not only that, but it probably increases the amount of customers you have out of service while that leak gets repaired.
Yeah.
And so it helps you in that respect.
If you can get the valve shut off.
If you can get it shut off. Been there.
Got some old valves.
Yeah. So, Calvin, your hesitation with, like, why? I guess I'm not understanding why you're saying the advisement not to take the bridge loan.
Well, this is based on the district contract CPA, which I, you know, as I said, I happen to agree with, but I'm just alerting the board just so you make an informed decision. You know, let's take well one that unknown issues have cost this district about $50,000 to $60,000. Additional to rehab. In the past, most recent, the grant preparation application, $9,000 we received from the state, that took 11 months. The FEMA money to restore the Jensen Canyon, back when we had wet years, that was $150,000, and that took 18 months all that money. So we were pretty, at that time, I've also advised K&S and Vespes and Krieger to stop preparing all grant projects and look into the terms, and as Art said, to ensure that we can either reduce the project below $1 million and to have the state review the invoices instead of quarterly, you know, monthly, and any other terms that might benefit the district financially. I mean, I agree, these are great projects, and it's certainly that the district can't afford, but if we have to make retention payments every quarterly, and as I said, this 1.3, that's more than our annual budget.
So well, if we're getting a bridge loan, what are the terms on the bridge loan?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get into that level of detail with Lance. I think it's definitely warranted, but I would prefer that, you know, somebody from your staff to have that discussion. I'd be happy to, you know, dedicate some time to help broker that conversation.
So just for clarification, I'm not kind of, you know, learning some of the red flags.
You're playing devil's advocate with it.
Yeah.
I have a couple other observation, folks. The contract documents can be fashioned to limit the contractor's work to a certain amount of money per month, if we would like. That way, if we confer with the CPA and we get some understanding of what terms might be available for a bridge loan from the agency, we can pace that work so that it's not hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, as it would be if the contractor were to come in and do a whole bunch of the work at one time. So we can stipulate a more measured execution that could spread the costs out. Now, that would probably result in a protracted project duration, but perhaps that might be more palatable than, and if it's agreeable to with the state, that might be a way that we can minimize the risk that I think Manager Louie is describing. And I think those things are things that we can look into with the assistance of Mr. Bella and the agency and maybe more conferences with the CPA to see, you know, what's a reasonable and not too threatening level of risk with regard to a monthly expenditure.
What kind of time frame do we have?
The state has approved, I think, a couple of extensions already on this specific project, and I think we have currently until December 1st of 22 to complete it. In that discussion I had with them, they said that they would be willing to entertain an additional extension. They don't want to see the project, you know, extended for another, you know, 3-4 years or something, but I think we could easily get them to agree to another year.
So the work has to be completed by December 2022?
Currently. So I think the recommendation is to have staff go back and get some details on some of these topics and come back again and then seek action from the board.
So do we just need direction, or do we need a motion?
I think we don't need a motion, correct? We just need a...
I don't believe you need a motion, folks. I'm not your lawyer, but I think you can just generally give directions as we understand. Yeah, I can come back with more information next time.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we want to direct Mr. Lou? What do you guys want to direct Calvin to meet? Let's find out more about the bridge loan.
Yes.
I
think we need more information on it.
Yeah. Find out more about the bridge loan, find out more information.
Some details.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely something we need to look into very hard.
And quickly, right?
Yes, quickly.
We do have the construction drawings prepared. and ready to go to bid, which we had been doing, you know, in prior periods. So we can pull the trigger pretty quickly, I think, once we get the final direction from the board on how to frame those contract documents and what, you know, what the loan might yield.
How many valves are we talking about?
I have Travis Romain from my office on the phone. Travis, how many valves are we talking about?
We've added and subtracted some, and I understand that operating staff wants to remove a couple, but it's approximately 105 valves.
Okay.
A lot of valves.
If you did it just a traditional schedule without, you know, trying to make it longer than needed to be, do you have an idea how long that would take? Have you estimated that?
Gosh, Director, I haven't considered that. Is that Mr. Vella? I'm sorry. One of the downsides of being audio only. I don't know. They could probably do, I would think, 4 valves a day, you know, so it's 20 valves a week. So it could probably be done in, you know, 3 months-ish.
Yeah, so we may be able to complete the project within the current extension, which would be the end of next year. So.
True.
You know, the one variable is there's some extremely long lead times on materials, just due to COVID and all that. And not only that, but there's been an increase
just
in
getting
price.
Material.
It's been a challenge.
Floating out there in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean,
no, good point. Thank you, Mr. Vella. That's very relevant, too.
Let's chat after this. Appreciate your time. It's nice to be in front of you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Next up, we have discussion action, recommendation to fill the vacant full-term seat on the Board of Directors.
Do we have any recommendations?
Madam Chair, I apologize. The Krieger Stewart folks, I think, are good to sign off. Is that true?
There's nothing else.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I think all eyes here, Rob, are looking at somebody in the public. We have Mr. Alan Davis. Is that something you'd be interested in doing, Mr. Davis?
Yeah, Director, Chairwoman.
The first thing I asked him when I walked in.
Yeah.
I
was talking to the bus stop about it.
I would love to do it. Again, you know. I need to talk to my wife.
Okay. I called the registrar's office because I thought we would have 90 days to go through interviews, and it turns out we do not. They said if we did come up with a recommendation by today that they could take it, but at this point the position is almost up to the Board of County Supervisors to appoint somebody.
Yeah.
So
I need to make a decision right now.
No, not right now.
Yeah, you know what you're saying?
Soon, yeah, as soon as
possible. I'll deal with that, you know, other half later.
Now I'm in trouble with Diane. I'm only in trouble with Diane, so.
Now you will.
I didn't do it. You did.
No. It's Terry. It's the new guy. He did it.
No, I'd like to come back tomorrow, you know.
Well, do you want to let us know tomorrow?
I'll let you know right now.
Okay.
I will. If it's okay with the board, I mean, you know, it's okay with me.
It's very okay. Rob, you okay with that?
You're getting it right now. I believe it.
Director Link? No?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
I don't know if that becomes something, but can we go back to the county?
Yeah.
Wait, we need
you
a motion.
Want me to send a letter to her?
We need a motion?
Yeah, we probably need a motion.
Yeah, this one probably needs a motion.
Might as well. So, I'm kind of conflicted. He's my friend. So,
He's my friend, too.
Okay.
I know him.
I mean, my wife wanted me.
I've only known your wife 42 years. 44 years.
Oh,
somebody got to make a motion.
Somebody made a motion.
Good.
You know him the least.
Go ahead. I'll second it.
Okay.
And I can't make a motion.
Why can't you?
Why?
I'm the acting chair.
Next motion.
Okay.
Nobody else?
I'll make a motion that we do a letter of recommendation for
okay.
Alan Davis for the position.
Okay. I second.
And I third it.
Okay. So a motion to send a letter of recommendation for Alan Davis to fill the vacant full-term seat on the Board of Directors. Made by Director Link and seconded by Director Tincture. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Okay. So I'll be the one sending that then?
Yes. Okay. Next up we have resolution, discussion action. Go ahead.
I have a suggestion for the board. I was appointed for the Banning School Board. I took my seat right away.
Well, he still has his seat today.
One more time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So he's 20 vacant.
Long as he brings it.
And that's just a recommendation because at this point, the county supervisors can say who, but... They said if we got them a recommendation.
At least they have someone to make today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's county supervisors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, or else they get to say who's coming in.
But they would have to live out here now, so there's nobody else.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they have to worry about that.
I think the secretary can sign that on behalf of the board, too.
Yeah, I was able to sign the other one for Director.
If they need signatures, I'll come in and say.
Okay.
Okay, next up, discussion action. Resolution 04-2021, resolution for virtual meetings under AB 361. By the board. And I was a little confused by this. I don't know who can answer this question, but do we need to approve this every 30 days?
Yeah, so a new resolution would need to be approved every 30 days in order to have virtual meetings like this. And we'd still be able to have meetings like on the teleconference, but directors wouldn't be able to participate on the teleconference unless there's a resolution signed every 30 days.
Okay.
Just saying that there's a, that it's a, I forgot what it's called, state of emergency.
And the thing I did like about this is there was a note in here that said, if any technical problems arise, that we have to not make any decisions until the public has access to hear us again. So.
Yeah, the summary was from the lawyer, only the additional comments. These aren't my words. It's from the lawyer, but the additional comments is mine.
The summary from the lawyer and the additional is yours?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we need to do with this?
Do we want to continue to have virtual meetings where the directors can show up virtually? I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you can't make it in,
at least bring yourself a quorum.
Yeah.
Vote on this?
Do we need a motion to
make a motion?
And then every meeting after this will have
to make a motion to continue the virtual meetings.
To approve the resolution?
Yeah, that what it is.
I second the motion. AB 361.
Okay, so motion to approve resolution 04-2021 allowing the use of virtual meetings. Made by Director Tincture and second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Wargall?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Next up, we have discussion. Late account return update by Director Wargo. I brought this forward. I wanted Evelyn to kind of go over some of the returns that we've been getting in the late account because they used to be really, really high. And so now they've kind of dwindled down. But I just wanted Evelyn to kind of give an overview of what the late account is doing, not making as much as it needs to.
Yeah, so on under tab 5, this is the chart from the 70s all the way until current. And I talked to the accountant about it, and she told me, and you can see on the chart too, the only time it's ever been this low was in 2014 when it got down to 0.228%. It is expected to rise next year. I don't know how much, and of course that's not guaranteed, but hopefully it'll go up a little bit. But in this past year, you could see it's really low, and the only time it's ever been that low is in 2014. And then on the next page, it's the same thing, just by year instead of by month.
So this is probably due to the economy, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, but she did say there's not really any other, like, this is pretty much the best you're going to get. Like, if you were to go anywhere else, it's all, like, long-term investments, and this is more short-term, so you could pull the money out whenever.
If you look up on the fiscal year 07-08, it's like 4%, and that's when the economy and the interest rates were higher. You'll see that when the interest rates are through the roof, the LAIF account will create more income.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah. Interest rates are very low right now.
Remember in 79-80, they were like at 15% to buy a house and stuff like that? And you show 12% in 81-82, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
So.
But that was it. I just wanted you guys to be made aware. Okay. Next up, we have old business, Llamas, discussion action of Llamas, Anna Maria Street, water bill concern by Llamas and the board.
Yes.
Do you guys want to come up? More than welcome to.
In a comfortable chair.
Last we left off, we were wondering why our water bill was where it was. $200 and some odd the month before that.
$15. Yeah, I don't think
the water
bill goes
below.
39.28.
Well, the usage went to 15. Yeah. My concern is that they weren't reading our meter. It was total amount due was $15.92. It was said I had a negative a credit. It was $23.36 the previous balance. Current charge is $39.28. Total amount due $15.92. Now, we haven't left our house. We've lived there. We've been there for 30 years. And we were there in the month of July. How do I go from $200 or to $15?
It's so erratic. You know, 1 month it's 109, you know. We haven't changed anything. Nothing.
Nothing's changed.
Shower houses and nothing. Laundry. And it's just so up and down.
Yep. And
I even went outside and I raised my water box. I cleaned it really, because every time I go out to turn it off in case they have to work on something, it's just filled with dirt. I said, how can they catch it? I don't understand that.
And so what I did, I raised it, and I put some tin around on the inside so no dirt could work its way in. And the way sometimes the county comes with a blade, you know, they want to cut your flow line for the rain, they would cut it and it'd go right into the water box. So I'd tell the guy, just stop it here, or then cut it. Because one year, he cut it, all the drain went right into my front yard. Just went all in. I'd tell him, just make a cut, and I'll grade it, you know. I'd do asphalt, and looting and shoveling and nothing. So I would grade my own flow line in front of the path. So what I did, I just raised it, graded around it, compacted. And so that way he can, you know, there's no trouble about him reading it. And there won't be any misunderstanding. Because, you know, they say you can't keep it clean. And you can, you just, you know, get up on it. I have pictures of it and where you can read it real fine. And there's no dirt on it. A while back when we first came, it rained and it just, I happened to raise it just in time. You see where the water was trying to go in and it just kind of went around it. You know, just there's, he can read it and there's no problem. And one, I think that month he was out there just blazing his horn. You know, just you know, and my daughter's visiting with her twin babies and she was, you know, and it's him just, you know, laying on his horn. Then he puts a blue slip that he had tested. You know, okay. He's done that more than once.
Well, is that requested, that when the meter was read, does
no,
he put a note?
Not this time. It has been in the past because I've had the same situation where I'm like, you guys are not reading this meter. There's no way.
If we requested for them to put it on there. When we requested
zero. Did
we did. We requested for them to be put on both so that we made sure that they got one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they started doing that and we didn't. Ourselves, we didn't.
And that'll go on for a few months, but that's not all the time.
Right. And they've done that in the past where they do it like for 3 months in a row, and then your bill's more reasonable, and then it starts little by little going up and up and up. And the only reason I came that last time was we came because it went from the $35 or $15 all the way to $211. And I'm like, how do I go from that little tiny piece right there on this graph that you guys give us to all the way up here? You know, that was
200
right.
Something, then the part line was 190 cents.
Yeah.
We never changed anything.
Then it went to 198, and now it's 109. And we haven't changed anything. We're the same, and it just fluctuates so badly. And so what happens is from the $35 or $15 after the credit, which I don't know where I got a credit from because I never all paid. And the thing is, that same girl that was here, she has the same exact amount of a credit that month on her bill.
All right.
So what's going on? And so the thing is, now you're going to charge me in the third tier for all of this water. So now you're going to make pull more money out of me because you didn't read it, and now you've read it, and now I'm being charged more. If that's a good way to make money, you know, just don't read it and then go back later and charge an extravagant amount because now you're in third tier, fourth tier, whatever it is, third tier. So, and then I was looking because he handed me all these bills, and I have bills from last year, and I have 3 months that are the exact same amount to the penny. This year I had two bills that were the exact same amount to the penny. How do you do that? Is it just, oh, well, this month we're going to charge them 2,200 cubic feet? And, I mean, how is that done? How do you get it?
Well, it always averages out to the 100 cubic feet. So I'm seeing 2 months here that were like 166.24, right? And those are both for 1,900 gallons of 1,900 cubic feet of water.
Yeah, 1,900 cubic feet for 166.24, 2 months in a row. How do I use the exact same amount?
Because it goes average.
It's averaged.
At 100.
So you're rounding it out more or less?
I'm going to get you guys this packet up here so you can see what we're looking at, because
we're all looking at it every week.
And then, but how do you go down to, what did I use?
Because every other time where you've been low, it's been in January, December to February.
In the rainy season.
Yeah. And, you know, the sprinklers are off. There's nothing going on.
Except for last June was also low.
We haven't been able to go anywhere for a long time.
700 cubic feet. That was July.
July. The kids are gone.
I just retired this year, but I worked asphalt when it rains. I don't work. I'm just home, not doing nothing.
Right.
But when, you know, other than that, I come home, shower, do what I got to do.
And then the previous, in 2017, July also, so it is.
You know, our bills, when we had six people living at the house, were lower than they are now.
We have done a couple different rate study changes, and I know over the past.
Yeah, our kids are gone. It's just her and I, and the bills.
It's Chocolate Creek. We did a different rate study about, 6 years ago we did the first one, and it was higher for across the board. Then we lowered it, and we started a new rate study, which...
And, when we had all our kids there, I had a sprinkler going off in the back and the front. So we did an add-on, a room, and the guy that did it, he kind of messed up the sprinklers in the back. So they don't go out anymore.
It's just two
in the front. And the water bill just shot up like crazy.
We have less usage and more of a bill now. And we don't I don't have a yard in the back any longer. Sprinklers go on once a day now.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what's going on.
What's the third tier start at? 1,400?
1,400.
That is true.
Yeah. So they're actually
but
average
that
about 3,000.
But that 300 is definitely.
Yeah.
They didn't go on vacation during June, July. You guys didn't go on vacation.
I've gone anywhere. Go look at my time card at work. I've been here.
The bill after that definitely did some sort of catch up, right?
Yeah. Well, this is the way my meter looks.
It's not an out of ordinary bill.
You can't even see it. I cleaned it all out. I made sure the glass is clean. I put the tin around it. So you just go and you pop it and you see, you know, clear as a bell. Just so, you know, to give the guy a hand. I know not a lot of people are happy what they do, but I don't think we should be, you know, penalized for that. But, you know, I've been in asphalt for 43 years, and I know it is all about water meters, raising them and making sure nothing, you know, messes up. They use them as drains instead of water. You got to raise them. So, you know, I know about keeping them clean, you know, and it's just, our water is just so sporadic. Nothing, unless it's to the T, the same amount as following month, it's kind of weird.
So, my thing is, what are you guys going to do about this? I mean, apparently, you don't go from 300 to 2,300. Now I'm getting charged a way bigger bill.
Well, no, because what I'm seeing here is that the bill before 1,800 is in line with your other bills at 1,800 for that month. And then the bill in August uses the same amount as the other August beforehand.
Everything on here looks correct except for the 300. It looks like you were underbilled that month. If you look at your average usage on the paper that we put in front of her, it shows your usage every month.
Right.
And all the way up, and it shows it all the way 2014.
So all
yeah,
the
it's
August.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah, all the August.
So
are
it looks
about,
like the 300, you were undercharged.
Okay, that.
Undercharged? Yes, I was undercharged.
Yes.
But the thing is, the next month I paid for it because you went way up.
No, if you look at the next month's usage,
mm-hmm.
and average with your other usage the other month,
the numbers all have to eventually match up, right? Because if you set, let's say you start at 500 and then you go to 800 and then the next month is, you know, so much. Every month, I mean, it's just, it's ongoing.
Right.
So.
But then nothing's changed.
It's not like I'm not going to pay for it.
Right, but if you would have went up to like 3,000 or 4,000, then that would have been a big jump. You are average in the 2,000.
You see, and
that's what it's in the following month, in the 2,000.
What happened, because the bill kept on going up and going up, and I'm like, okay, I just like left it alone, because I don't have time to come here and argue with you guys. And I kept seeing it going up, and so when I saw it go down, I go, it finally caught up. And they finally caught up to it because they've been charging me more than I should have. So now it's finally caught up to where the gap is small there, and that's all that's owed. But then when the following month came and jumped all the way to 200 and some, that's when I said something is wrong.
This is the first summer on the new rate.
Right.
Right?
Right. And it looks like her logo was the first bill on the new rate.
Yeah. So if you look at 8/31 of 2020 for the transaction date, that many gallons, or that many 100 cubic feet last year was 136.36. So the amount is. Has
831
paid the same. But
it's
the,
on the last page, the top one.
Yes. Yeah. So the amount stayed the same, but the amount of water that we're charging for that tier with the new rate structure has gone up.
And why are you guys charging so much?
We actually have many meetings for the public to come and vote on it, and we did actually vote on a different one, and there was public opinion.
And we
put it off for months asking the public to come in over and over, and we had to vote also based off of what the committee that came in brought to us.
So what was the reason why their rates are so high?
So the reasoning is that people who are conserving. So we went to 70-30, right?
No,
we went to 60-40. We tried to go to 70-30, which would have been a little bit more extreme to give the people who are using under, 700 cubic feet of water? If your bill's under, if you're using under 700 cubic feet of water, your bill comes out to about 36 bucks. What's the minimum? 39? This minimum here. 39.28. So for up to 700 cubic feet of water, instead of paying. And then as you're moving up, the percentages go higher.
And actually, what was first set to being the high water user, you would have been paying even more right now.
But we went with the middle
option.
But we went
with the middle option, so you're paying a little bit less.
Is our water rate comparable to our neighbors around us, surrounding communities? Or is ours just really way up there?
There's a lot of factors that go into the water rates and how we have to do them.
Well, I asked a woman up the street, her house is real green. She had a really nice yard. And I asked her if her water was, you know, kind of red. And she said her husband paid the bill, but she said it never the same. You know, sometimes real high, sometimes real low. But it's, they get home, I guess, like 6 o'clock in the evening. So I don't know if they had time to come home meeting or talk about it. She to go and talk to her husband, see about, you know. Because I have, but there's only one on our street on Anna Maria. It's got a really nice green yard, you know. And I tell her how much our average is, you know. And she says, it's not as much. So, okay. So
you have to go based on the usage. Yeah. I don't know if she's using as much as you are. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
She has more in her house. She does.
But my sister lives in India, and she says, you tell them how many people live in your household, and then they bill you that way. They give you so much per however many. You have 5 people. You're allotted this amount of, you know, cubic feet or whatever that is.
It just depends on the area with a lot.
Yeah. like I say, my mom has a swimming pool, so does my sister, and their bills are not even close to what we pay.
Do they live in large areas?
One lives in Thermal, which is in the Coachella Valley Water District.
Right.
And the other one lives in Indio.
Large.
Large district.
They're both large.
Your unit costs, because there are more people there.
It's kind of like going to Walmart to buy a gallon of milk versus going to a market to buy a gallon of milk.
And even the water here, it's not even, we don't even drink it. You pour it, it's all white. So it's like some water that you don't want to drink.
We have electric water meters.
Here. Yeah, they're bottling.
Like every maybe 6 months, I take out this much white chlorine on the bottom.
The heater
prongs in there, they explode. And sometimes I have to replace my water heater. We've been there for 30 years. So, you know, now I got it down where I know it's the hot water only runs for some. I got to get in there and drain all it. And it is so hard because you only got a little hole to stick a water hose in there and stick it to your water back and tie a wire on it and try to suck all that crap up. It's a bear.
So
I had used that for like 50-some gallon fish tank, but the water's pretty hard out here, and it's hard to keep them alive, you know.
So it's not, I mean, you only use it to shower, wash, but drinking, we buy it. We buy, you know, cases of water.
I get a filter on that.
And then we have to get a filter. We do use that for, you know, that we filter the water. But, I mean, it's not like the best water. You put it in a cup. Don't tell me you haven't seen it. All white. Like milk.
I've never seen my water.
You haven't
like
seen
milk.
Your water like that?
I've never seen my
no.
water like that.
Well, then you got to come over.
In the first thing in the morning, it's pretty thick. We're
not
trying
exactly
to
fight
about
it.
We're just explaining what it is.
No, yeah, I mean, it's not. So, back to my bill of $300 going to $2,300. What are we going to do about that? I mean, why?
That's what we're trying to tell you. The $2,200 and the $2,300 is your average bill.
The month before and the month after that are on average. On average with the month before
average,
and after
the
that.
The one that's not average is the $300. So you're asking what we're going to do about it. The only thing that could be done is be charged more on the $300 month.
Yeah, I think that what needs to be done is it needs to all be averaged out.
If you're not using the same amount every month, it's not going to be averaged out.
I don't understand that part.
If you look at this right here.
You know, we haven't changed anything. I understand about your reading.
$2,200, $2,300, $1,900, $1,800, $2,200. And you guys are talking about the bills afterwards, the $2,200, $2,300. So those are average.
If that bill was way out of
that's what
whack.
I'm saying. If it was like 27, 28, out of your guys' average range, then we would be like, okay, maybe it got added on. But this is your actual average range the following 2 months.
I understand what you're saying, but
I think what you're looking at is the dollar amount, right?
Right.
The dollar
now
amount
you're charging
tire.
Me. Now you're charging me
well,
the third.
Well, that's where
year.
the rate hike went in right
yeah.
at that time.
Just you're still over 14. Though. Anything over 1400 is going to be in that third tier. If you look at these other months, you're not under 1400. So you would be paying that anyways.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that
so you're not getting charged more.
I'm getting charged more in the 20, when it went to 2300, from 300 to 2300. Because now
you're getting charged your average bill, your average prices. That's what you would normally pay because that's your normal usage.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a waste of time because you guys aren't understanding what I'm saying. You're going from 300, and then all of a sudden you're at 2300. Either way, so between, let's say, the reading on 1800 to 2300, in between there, it's so many units, right? So why the other one is going to, the 300, you know, you're down here. The other one, you're up here. If they would have read it correctly, 300, it probably should have been up at the up higher.
I'm not going to agree with that because I have proof right here that your bills are average at in the 2000.
Okay, so look at the number.
The reading you got, that's what he goes and takes every month. He goes and reads
yeah,
it. That's what those are.
Way back
right.
to 2014.
you guys have pretty consistent patterns with the exception of that one time. But it's not your first time going that low either. If you look back here, you have...
There's a couple 500s.
There's a 500, 600, 500, 500, 600. Here's a 500, 500, 800, 800, 700, 800.
Yes, I understand that.
You guys are consistent with
but,
how you treat your water.
We're busy. You know, and I checked my water meter to see if that little thing's spinning. Maybe I got a leak or something. You know,
if you had a leak, it would probably be much, much higher.
Yeah, you know, but it's not.
And then
what I'm saying is,
so I'm saying if it was to go above the 2200 or 2300, then we would definitely have cause for concern. But it went back to your average bill.
Yes. You know, let's go back a step here. When you're telling me when it's the 500, 600, when it's the $72 stuff, those are the months when they go out there and they start reading my meter. Because remember, I was just telling you that whenever I would ask for them to go out and start reading my meter and leaving me those little blue tickets, that's when it would be in the 70s. And then as soon as they stop doing that, it starts going up. And as you can see, look at that, it starts going up. It's when I ask for them to do that, that's when the bill becomes reasonable. And then, like I say, they stop, then it starts going up again. Now, back here, when you tell me, yes, you're consistently using 2200, 2300, fine and dandy, but go from the 1800 reading of 78,700 cubic feet to 81.3, you know, you've got to put those all together. I mean, you're going to see that it's still, you know, X amount. Between this and this, there's this that we used.
When were you having your bills read this year?
I'm sorry?
On average, how often were you having your bills read this year?
Have I had them read this year? I haven't had them read this year.
Because I remember last time you were here, you were saying you were having them read every 2 or every 3 months.
No, I've done it before in the past. I've had them where I've come in the past, and I said, because he mentioned this, whenever somebody comes in here and accuses his men of not reading, that he goes out to their house and he looks at it. And I said, you've never been to my house when I've come in and asked that. And so the guy has gone out in the past. I think I even have some on the refrigerator there, those blue tickets that are where he's come and they put, you know, they did those little blue tickets and they start doing them. And then at that point, the bills are like in the 70s, low 70s. And then once he stops doing that, it starts gradually moving up and up and up. And so that's right here. It shows it even right there, $70-some dollars. And that's it. And I've done it at least 2 times, maybe 3 times in the past.
It's been almost 2 years since it's been $70, though.
Yeah. And that's when
we've had rate increases since then.
That's what I'm saying. That's fine and dandy. Yes, you've had rate increases. But yet, look at your bill, even at those rates. The bill came down because he went and started reading the meter and leaving tickets. Once he stops doing that, then they start guessing. Okay, this is how much it is. And then your bill starts going up. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not, you know, saying that bill is wrong. I'm saying it was finally right because they started doing their job.
When you're going out to the meter, and I'm sure with these bills you've gone out and looked at that meter and you said you'd go out and look at that box, is it matching, does the current read on there matching with what you're seeing? Like it's comparable to that number. The numbers are the same, right?
Oh, that's like that little blue slip you left? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was 870. Which last one you wrote
okay,
on.
Okay, so that's recent. Okay.
And then right now I checked it. Morning, I think it was
8:71. So now, you know, when they start going out, that's when it starts getting the right way. But then they don't go for, you know, a long time, and it grows and grows.
We lived there over 30-some years.
There is
and the times I have to get to that meter, I've never seen it clean.
There is a high possibility that what I believe it looks like on here, that 300 was the misread. Not the 2300, not the 2200. Looks like the 300 was in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they wrote it down incorrectly. Maybe that was supposed to be 2300.
Well,
if you do the math, go from 7870 to 813. There's the math. How much is it in between that?
you're saying is all the months that are low are correct and all the months that are higher incorrect?
No, I'm saying that the ones that from the past where you're saying that that they were only used like 600, 500, that's correct because
that's what I'm saying. You're saying the low amounts are correct and all the high amounts are incorrect.
No, I'm not saying all the high ones are incorrect.
It just, what, like you say, like we haven't really changed anything. And you figure it would be the same almost every month, a couple of pennies, maybe a couple of dollars different. But here it's not a couple of dollars different. Sometimes it's 50, sometimes it's 100.
I think what the real problem is the amount of your usage has gone up a little bit, but our rates have also changed. So instead of it only going up to this amount, it's going up to this amount.
You're getting a higher jump
because you're using a little bit more water, but you're also getting a higher jump because the cost of the rates went up, so it looks really extreme.
And when did these rates go up? When did they start going up?
It was March.
So April was the first one? I think the
what
March.
What's the difference?
I think the March bill
was more. It looks like the March bill is the increase.
21.
From 122 to 166, is that where?
Yeah.
That's where it went up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then I had two bills the exact same amount. And then it went down. And then
because
it went up
a little bit.
Yeah, because
that's why it went down.
Right, and then it went up again because they said I used more. And then it extremely went down.
And that's where, yep.
And then it went extremely up and stayed there that way.
Yeah, but that's not extremely up because if you look at the prior reads, you also used that amount other months as well.
And it's because I was thrown into the next tier. And
no,
if you do the
you're
math.
You're thrown into the next tier at 1400.
Right.
So once you hit 1400, you're already paying for that next tier.
Okay.
The only time you're going to pay less than that tier is when you're under 1400.
Okay.
So even if it was 1800, you're still going to be paying for that tier.
So let me get my calculator out.
So I added the
I just averaged out your last 10 months,
mm-hmm.
not counting that 300, and it's an average of 17,780, so pretty much 18,000.
Okay.
In the last 10 months, yeah.
So if you take the 81,300,
I just did that math, and I did it with the usage math all the way back to the 76,900. So from 76,900 to the 813, it's 4,400,
mm-hmm.
and that is the total of those, of the 1,800, the 300, and the 2,300.
Okay. So what's the average?
$1,466.
And you're charging me $2,300 and $1,800 on those. Other
and
ones.
Only $300 on the other
and
one.
And $300, right.
So you technically saved money because you only had to pay for that $300. The other ones would have been in the third tier anyway. You didn't pay any third tier on that $300.
I paid 900 cubic feet for the third tier on the 2,300 one.
No, because that's where you only paid the 39.28. That's the normal bill for anybody under 700 cubic feet.
No, I mean on the three. I'm not talking about the 300. I'm talking about the 2,300. On the 2,300, I paid 900 cubic feet.
For which one?
For the 2,300 cubic feet. The bill that's dated August 31st. The one for 200. And $11.76.
Mm-hmm.
I paid 900 cubic feet at the third tier, which was $115.56.
Yeah, because
2,300
minus 1,400 is 900. So you paid $900 cubic feet in the third tier.
Right.
And then the other one was in the second tier, and then anything from 17
yeah.
to...
I figured it all out.
Yeah.
0 to 700 was $13.86. 700 to 1400 was $49. And 900 was $115.56 for a total of $178.42 plus a meter of $33.34, which totaled my bill to $11.76. Now, if the meter reading was right the month before, then that bill, I would have never got 900 cubic feet.
And what about the following month that was about the same? So should that one have been lower too?
It depends on where it would have.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Well, maybe the next one.
The only one that's out of place is the 300.
Right. But the
so
thing
you pretty much got discounts.
No, I don't
because
think so.
This is your average bill. The following 2 months are your average bill.
How did I get a discount when I paid 900 cubic feet at the third tier?
Because you used 300 cubic feet in 1 month on
right.
the bill.
Right.
That's not your average bill. Your average bill is in the 2,000.
So I could have paid some at least on the second tier.
So you're saying you want?
She's saying the average of those
more.
Bills should have been 1,400. 1460.
But that's not her average, if you look at it.
I understand that, but if you go between the 78,700 cubic feet to the 81,300, that's 2,600 that I used. And now I did not use only 300 in that month. So if you were to average that 2,600 over the 2 months, that would have only been 1,300 each month.
Over 1,400. Almost
1,500.
But she just said 26.
No, she said 1,400.
No, the difference between those is 2,600.
Right.
Between those 2 months.
Okay.
And so that wasn't the one that I gave you.
Given the third tier, quite often.
Yeah, I see that.
So.
But the thing is,
I'm not sure what you're arguing about.
The amount I paid on the third tier.
I understand that, but as we said, several months we've had people in here, and we were discussing it, and we took what we considered the most reasonable rate. The lower tiers get they just don't get affected as much as the higher tiers, but. You're in the higher tier.
I understand what you said, that it's higher because you're the people who can serve get the best rate,
right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, so I understand all that. What I'm arguing is the fact that because the meter reading wasn't correct the month before, it shot up the next month higher.
But that's your average. The next month is your average. That's what you normally use. So how did it go up? Where is the up? What are you counting as higher? Because that's your average. That's what you normally use.
I'm counting what's the difference between. I
not between 300 and 2,300.
We're looking at August.
What's higher? Is that 2,300 the following month and 2,200 the last month on here?
Okay.
How much of that is higher than normal?
Okay. Go look at. I was at 81,300. Minus 78,700. Minus the 78,7. We're going to skip that month. It was read wrong. That's 2,600 cubic feet. So if you go divide that by those 2 months, I averaged 1,300. I averaged 1,300 each month. That's what I averaged. So then they should have been charged at the first and second tier, both of those months. Not.
So you are wanting us, let me see if I got this correct. You are wanting us to take off 900 cubic feet at 1,284 per cubic feet and add on over 1,000 cubic feet to your previous bill at $7 per cubic feet.
At 7.
No, because it's 300.
Because if you're saying it should have averaged over 700 cubic feet goes into the second tier and you still pay more.
Over 7 goes
in. You wouldn't be paying in the first tier for that whole average that you're trying to bounce over into the previous month.
I know.
Then the following month you're back at 2,200.
$2,200, right? Which the 2,200 was done correctly, I guess, because.
So how do you know the other one wasn't done correctly?
Because look at your grand numbers on the end.
and look at your numbers on your bills. You've had a lot of 500s. Are those all incorrect?
We're not talking about the previous one. We're talking about the current one.
I'm talking about patterns here, though.
Okay, so my pattern is looks like it's fluctuating, but I'm going off of what I just
did. If it was once or twice that I saw on here, then I wouldn't come to that conclusion, but it happens quite often.
Yeah, but I don't understand how to write. I can understand if I'm growing something.
I'm not in your home, so I don't know.
Excuse me?
I'm not in your home, so
no,
I don't
know. Yeah. I'm not trying to be sarcastic.
No, I know not.
You know, I'm just trying to say I don't understand how it goes so high. You know, it's an average. We're doing everything the same at home. You know what I'm saying? You know, how can it do that? You know, a couple hundred gallons to come in. I don't understand that. You know, I've been in construction for 42. You know what a gallon of water is.
Yeah, that's why
I understand.
I would be asking that question too if it didn't have a bunch of previous low ones.
Hold on.
What
I'm seeing from the previous.
The reading got to be a little funny.
Okay, but if we look at the year before and it's cut at the top and the bottom of the last page. So the year before in August was 2,200 usage. The month before that was 500, and the month before that was 1,700. So that's exactly what we're looking at. We got 1,800,
300, and 2,300. I mean, that's kind of screwy, don't you think? I wish that we could.
Your fluctuation is significant. From
500
to 2,100.
And it's from June to August.
You're giving up
exactly
the reasons. Fluctuations are significant.
Why though? That's what I don't know.
I don't know.
She said, we don't live it again.
Yeah, we don't know because we're not
and
there.
I'm trying to figure out, you know.
I don't know why.
You know, and we're just trying to explain to you what we're going on at home. You know, why is it so funny? You know, and I'm not trying to be rude or good. And but anytime I go outside to work, I have to fix a plumbing or something. That thing is just, covered. You know, and I don't. So how can he read every month like that?
Okay, so you know that it fluctuates all before. That's fine and dandy, but your numbers at the end here are the numbers that count, right? So if you are at 78,700. Then you go to 81,300. That's 2,600 cubic feet in between those 2 months, right? So if you chart, we all know that 300 is incorrect. We agree on that?
If you look at the year before, you go from 1,700 to 500 to 2,200.
No, she's talking about the calculations. If you look here, it goes from 78,700 to 7,900.
Right. Okay. So that
you're looking at them, you're adding the wrong line.
No, that's
so that is correct. 78,700 to 7,900 is 300.
It's 300. Yes. But if you go from 70, and I know that I did not use 300 cubic feet. I used more. You know, that's a given. I did not use 300 cubic.
That's not necessarily true, though, because look at all the months that you have those lower ones.
There is no way.
You've done
the
it.
The year before, it's exactly that.
Okay. 300?
If you go to 1,700,
there's a pattern.
No. If you go to June of 2020, it's 1,700. For July, it's 500. And then in August in 2020, it's 2,200.
Okay.
It's the same pattern. And it's
can you please show me where I've used 300 cubic feet other than this month in 30 years? I mean, I do not see 300 anywhere.
So this is what I'm saying. So if we look here, so this is June, July, August,
right?
Mm-hmm. 1,820.
Right.
For June, 17, July, 522.
Okay.
It's the same pattern. Because that's what I was looking for, but those numbers would be way higher.
Okay,
give her that discount because this number is way higher, but consistently that's 2022, and then we go, that's 2022 again in August.
Who can use only 300? One person. The people actually only use 300 cubic feet.
Do you do that?
We have four of us in our house.
You must not. We shower.
But we all also work all full time, so we're not there.
Yeah. I mean, I work full time.
And there's only recently four of us this last month. Before that, it was just three.
Okay.
So, like, we're not there.
Can I make
a comment?
I wanted to say, even if the average for those past 2 months that you mentioned, it would be 1,300 cubic feet, it would still be a big jump from 1,300 to 2,200, which is the last one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, it's the average.
So even if those 2 months, like if you said it was supposed to be 1,300 for each month, there's still going to be a difference, like, there's still going to be a difference between the 1,300 to the 2,200, which is the last.
Well, I'm just concerned right now about that 300. So I'm going between the 1,800 and the 2,300. So the difference between 81.3 and 78.7 is 2,600 cubic feet. So that's an average of 1,300 per month. If you did the bill at 1,300, that I use 1,300, the first 700 cubic feet would be $13.86. The next 600 cubic feet, which makes 6 and 7, the 1,300, is $42. So my bill should really be $65.86 per month for those 2 months. Not.
I've never had a month like that.
You don't have 1,300 cubic feet.
I never have had 300 either.
That's an error. That's why I'm saying, go by those numbers. Are not that big of a difference, considering that you're normally in the 2,000s.
I would hope.
What I'm saying is, 300 and 500, those are really close together.
What would you recommend we do so we don't fluctuate so much?
I don't know if you can do anything about fluctuating. If you're reading the meter, it's what it is, right? When you read the meter, that's the number.
You buy a new car and you got your mileage, you already know how much you get per tank. And then all of a sudden, you're paying a lot more, but you're getting the same mileage. You know what I'm saying? I want to do something to help so it won't be so confusing. We won't have to be in your
If this would have happened last year, right, which it did happen last year, it jumped and dropped. So last year, before the new rate change, when you had 300, you would have been charged $72 and some odd cents. And then when you had 2,200, you would have been charged $136. So the fluctuation in the amount wasn't that different. What we're seeing is the fluctuation in the price is what seems alarming. But the amount of water is still there. And I can draw that. I can write it out.
Can I make a suggestion so we all can stop arguing about this? If they're agreeable, their meter was changed over back in 17. So it's 4 years old. The meter shouldn't be misreading, but I will order for a new meter to be put up. I will put a directive out that every time the meter is read, they will blue tag it and write down the meter reading that they took. And 12 months later from this date, if it still shows the same fluctuation, then the problem is on your side of the meter and you need to go
investigating
your plumbing over.
Yeah,
yeah,
I understand that.
Is that acceptable to the board? And
will
that meter be at our cost?
Yes.
We need a motion.
Okay, I move that we go with Calvin's plan. In other words,
how much does it cost?
To replace
meters,
it takes about 2 hours.
No, how much is it going to cost?
For the meter? Oh, we have meters in stock.
Yeah, but
I know. What would be the price?
I'm not sure how much.
I think they're about
$60 to $80. And then the man hour. If we were to charge a customer, what would they be paying for this? I just want to make sure they know all of the details.
$250.
Okay. So we would be providing that service that would normally be $250 just to make sure what is going on. Okay.
That's fine because I think I paid it and my bill did was increased.
Wow.
Can we go that route? Can we try that?
Are you guys okay?
I just want to take care of it.
It's easier
for everybody. Like they said, I went off. I did it so that way the guy could read it better and it won't be so funny, you know. I'm not here to.
They'll tag you, or if you want, you can meet them out there when they read it.
Excuse me?
You can meet the meter readers out when they're reading it.
We don't know when they're showing up.
Yeah, I'm sure both of you are gainfully employed, right?
I'm gainfully employed, yes.
And
he's retired.
Okay. So if you want, they can give you
Phone
call you and say, hey, you're coming down the street. Or they can blue tag you and write down your meter.
Blue tag's fine.
And then we'll wait a year, and then if it still continues with the same pattern, then there must be an issue on your side of the meter. If not, then you can address it.
We can bring it back here with some data.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to eliminate this problem.
That's fine, but I do want to clarify something before we continue. I mean, we'll go with that. But I do want to clarify, between 83.5 and the 78.7, that's 4,800 cubic feet that I've used in the last 4 months. And if you divided that by three, you know, the 3 months, it's only 1,600 that I've been using per month on an average. I know you're trying to say that I use 2,000 and up, but if you average what I've used in the last, in that bill, those last four entries there, it's only 4,800 cubic feet, which is an average.
But if you average out the other ones, they're all different.
Well, I understand that's the path.
Let's move on with this.
We have a motion.
What I'm
right
saying.
Back where we started.
So I know, but I just want
we have a solution, a potential.
I understand the solution. We're going to go with that. But I do want you to know that even though you're trying to say you've averaged this all back then, you look at what I've averaged in the last 3 months.
I can slap myself in the face all day long.
Okay,
so
yeah.
And you know what?
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
I will second them.
Okay.
So is the motion just to approve the meter, or is the motion to approve the entire?
Let me just give you the terms, and then I can have one of them. Directors agreed to it.
Right.
The district, at the district cost, will exchange or switch meters to a brand new one.
A brand new one.
And that's what
and during the next 12 months, if it's determined the meter reading, the use is still fluctuating from what your bill reflects, then they will check and inspect their side of the point on their side of the meter.
You know exactly, I think he showed up the 13th.
And each time,
is that about the
meter
same time readers every month?
Read their meter, they will write down the meter reading and blue tag and put it on their door.
As an average, that's what I'm looking at here.
For the 11th to 13th?
The 11th to the 15th.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready to. I see a little more time.
All right. That way,
I thought
make sure that thing
is clean.
And if they don't leave a tag, make sure you call her and tell them.
Okay. And
that way she can make sure they leave a tag.
If the 12 month does not show the same fluctuation as their billing history. Then November of 2022, they will come back to petition the board. So, new meter, no charge to the customers to exchange the meter or switch the meters. Each time they read the meter, they will write down the reading and blue tag your door. If it still shows the same fluctuation in a 12-month period, then you will take the responsibility of looking at your side of the plumbing.
Okay.
If it shows no fluctuation or pretty much within the same usage, you can come back November 22nd and address the board.
I was going to ask you, so the new meters, are they digital or just the same?
Same thing.
When you
say
come back, keep an eye on it during the meantime, because if it's
if there's a problem on your end, you want to know before it gets worse.
Okay, so he's going to blue tag every month for 12 months?
Whenever you go.
For 12 months, okay. And when you say come back and address the board, just come back and
see how content we are.
Yeah. No, well, to see if there's an issue on our end.
And
because it fluctuates so much, we can't tell.
Yeah.
But if the 12-month period doesn't show any fluctuation, then you come back and work out some kind of arrangement with the board. Because
okay.
These five are the ones with the power to forgive debt. I can't do that.
Yeah. I'm... You know, I see you guys are looking back. You can average me for the last 30 years if you wanted to. I'm sorry I'm interrupting your rest of your evening, sir. But, I mean, you are the director.
I'm a painful director.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to come at you yet.
I think we have a vote.
But what I was just trying to say was just so my peace of mind, I mean, I don't want to go back and average the last.
You can't just delete the pattern.
I understand you're saying a pattern. What I'm saying, the last 4 months, I've only used 4,800 cubic feet between them, which is 1,600 per month.
Not this.
Yeah, not this. Yeah, it's not this.
There is a motion on the floor.
There is a motion on the floor.
Sorry, guys.
Can I have these two pages from the book that has my usage?
Mm-hmm. You can have that whole section if you need it.
No, that's your bills in the
I've got your bills in the front of it.
That's all yours.
This is all mine.
Yeah. Director Henderson made the motion. Was there a second?
I seconded. Yeah.
Sir, I too have things to do tonight.
No,
I still get to get to the dessert.
Do we have a good
I'm sorry.
Motion to approve the terms stated by General Manager Calvin Louie. Made by Director Sanderson and seconded by Director Tincture. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
He's probably
dead.
Hold on, Rob. We've got four, so we're good. He just chimed in.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Robert.
No, you asked him the vote, and he said aye.
Thank you for coming in.
Sorry to
make your evening longer than it could be.
Do this leg
I thought you were here for the people.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Do we have Mr. Oshaviri on the line? Okay. So that would put us into our closed session. What? But I think we all need a point of privilege.
Yes.
Okay. Let's come back in. It's 7:42. We'll take a point of privilege till 7:50. 8 minutes.
You okay with that?
Stop the recording.
You ended up sitting there.
Yeah, close.
Hear that, Rob? Come back in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, Robert, are you there?
She's going to take me home.
I can take home.
Okay.
Well,
you called on the other line.
I appreciate it.
Never mind.
We'll see you guys.
Okay.
Director Link,
are you on the line?
Cool sessions.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe he already
dialed
into it.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
I didn't hear anything.
Can you check
the
other
line? Is anyone on the other line right now?
Or just down to check on the down closed session.
Okay, we're going to move into closed session now.